All right, Rick.
Okay, the intro. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here is the intro.
You ready? Allison?
Yeah. Here it comes.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Ho, 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 and merry, merry Christmas. It's the Christmas episode of the Worst Little Podcast. Yeah. I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, with my family and friends. It's a little bit truncated. Nick and Riku are out for the evening.
Oh.
But we've got Allison and we've got little Bobby.
Yay.
As well as Chewy and Kim and our lovely ladies. Oh, that was early.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Christina and Diana. I really thought I was out of time there. I would have said your names.
If Nick and Riku were here, it would have worked out perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly.
We'll let the show down, but that's cool.
And we could have let Riku take it, but no. Unfortunately, Nick's out of town. We might be talking to him later in the episode. And Riku is swamped with schoolwork and was just unable to attend the show this evening.
Is that what we're going with?
Yes.
Yes, Rick. Thanks for just pulling back that like a stale band-aid.
I think the real story is far more interesting for the show.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about
it, though. Okay.
Riku is swamped with homework.
That's true.
And tears.
Lord of this.
She's earning Christmas.
I'm down to just a pack a day.
But we're all here to have a great time.
Yeah, we're cheerful.
Yes.
I'm kind of tired.
So.
And sure. we've got young Bobby chewing through. He likes the studio. Oh. He's literally chewing the equipment as much as he possibly can.
Much like Layla James's dog did once.
It's okay. It's Nick's mic.
And Rick still sometimes sanitizes.
And still
that.
Better mic technique than most of the bands that come to the show.
And Allison, welcome back to the show. Hi. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Welcome back. You weren't here last year.
I don't believe that's really Allison. Is that somebody pretending to be Allison?
No.
Oh. Is it you?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds fake.
Well, welcome back, babe. It's been 3 years now since you're on the show with us. You glad to be here?
So what does that make you now? 15?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. When's your birthday?
November 1st.
So on the 1st, you'll be 14?
No.
You're not in high school?
No.
You just started middle school, so you're at least, like, what, 12?
No!
What grade are you in?
First grade.
All right, and you're 17 years old?
No!
Does she have Mrs. Troutner?
No!
Rick and I both had Mrs. Troutner. She taught us to read, but she also taught me to hate school for the rest of my entire career.
Is she still at that school?
I doubt
Oh, God, so. No. She was really old when we were there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was not a nice person.
What's
but
your teacher's
I could read
name,
of her.
Allison?
Miss Sal?
Yeah.
Miss Sal?
She's a very nice person. And a very good teacher. And I always
Miss
wanted to
Sal?
Read.
Miss Sal?
No.
What is she teaching
What's her
you?
Name,
Al? Miss Oliphant.
Oh, Oliphant.
Oh, Miss O.
Ms. Oh, Miss O. Okay, yep. I get it.
What have you learned so far in first grade?
Calculus?
Mm-mm.
Reading?
Mm-mm.
Writing?
Mm-mm.
Arithmetic?
Mm-mm.
What a terrible thing to call
What are they?
Why would they?
If you call it arithmetic, you certainly didn't learn the read nor
the
write.
The writing part, yeah.
Do you know finger painting yet?
Mm-mm.
You haven't done any of that ever?
Maybe 5 years ago.
Do they spank people?
Do you draw?
They did when I was in first grade.
Oh yeah, I remember Mrs. Troutner just like wailing on something.
You do draw? Okay.
And finger paint.
Ah,
yay!
I bet.
Maybe.
Do you do math?
Yes.
Kids hate being asked about school.
Do you like math?
Yes. Duh.
How many presents? Have you counted how many presents you already have underneath your Christmas tree?
No.
Do you have any underneath your tree yet?
Yes.
You should. But is it not enough because your family has
you
four?
Count.
No. Wow, Allie, you're a good interview.
Yeah.
Can you say anything else besides yes or no?
No.
What? All right, here, let's ask her an open-ended question. Allison, what's your favorite part about Christmas?
No.
The great no is also one of my favorites, too. But I also like things like, I don't know, candy canes.
Do you like the songs? Do you like the Christmas music, Allison?
No.
Do you love all the snow that we have for Christmas?
No.
No, I don't either. It's okay.
All right. Well, Christina, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
No.
Not working.
Not being clean in the book.
Not working.
And I bet having Josh home is pretty spectacular.
No. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a long stretch for you.
You guys look like you have had quite enough of each other.
Still got a few more weeks to go. So hopefully we can make it.
Well, my favorite part of Christmas is this right here. Is our Christmas episode.
I know. It is pretty awesome.
The Christmas show.
Something to look forward to. I think I've only been to 3 or 4 of them over the whole 8 or 9 years we've been doing this.
Wow, yes. Really? Yes. I've been to all of them, as has Riku until today.
Oh, Riku! Well, what is her deal?
She's studying for college. God. SATs are coming soon.
No, she's studying for choir.
Oh. Oh,
is that
time what's your favorite part about Christmas, sweetheart?
I don't know.
This is Diana, my wife.
Not going to work and eating a lot of really good food.
Yes.
Well, food.
Good answer.
Food. And then wine. Mm. But food. Yes. Food first.
I'm excited about having Little Man's first Christmas here. Maybe next year we can get him on here to say words.
We've all heard him grunt.
Yep. Say hi to the internet, my son. This is all for you.
Isn't it fascinating in here?
The Christmas lights, he's just twisting his head to look at every single one of them. And the ones in his peripheral vision get his attention more than the ones directly in front of him.
He's obviously fascinated by our award.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a highlight of this year.
Yeah. A highlight of this
a
year.
Highlight.
A highlight. Yeah. We're looking forward to a great season next year. We're going to have another Women's March. We're gonna have we've already got a lot of great shows booked for January and February. So please, this is the last show of the year,
right?
Yeah.
End of season 8.
It's very discombobulated. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to have Riku say the award-winning worst little podcast, but she's not here to say that. Allison, can you say the award-winning worst little podcast?
No.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the help, kid.
So far, this Christmas show sucks.
Hey, well, let's call Nick.
Nick's not here.
Nick's always really happy and optimistic, and he always brings cheer to a room. We haven't called anybody in a long time.
This is so much fun.
He probably forgot. He's seeing the D or something. Is that tonight?
Yeah, yes. Tenacious D is tonight.
Hello?
Hey!
Merry Christmas!
Is this the Reverend Roy?
This is the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Hello, how are you all?
We're doing great, my brother. We're all sitting around. Can you hear everybody else? Shout at him.
Woo-hoo!
Hey!
Oh, now I can.
Woo! We miss you, Nick.
Oh, I miss you too.
What are you doing?
So, what are you doing? Getting the D?
We are just getting ready. I was getting a beach from the guys, and we're just getting ready to go to the fucking Tenacious D.
You're all getting a beach?
The little kids are on the show, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are just jokes. No, they're absolutely
that's a kind of car, BMJ.
No.
They're just getting ready to. Well, I got my spacesuit on. We're ready to go. They're getting into their alien costumes, and we're gonna do some Tenacious D here.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome, man! Oh, so they're doing their Bone Star costumes.
Exactly. Oh, I got Ram and Rod. and Rod accompanying me to my birthday celebration.
That's pretty fat. For any of you that don't know, it's our good friends who dress up as green-skinned aliens, featured in many movies and on the playa over the years.
Indeed.
Yeah. And Nick is a silver astronaut. Saving the day.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
And if you follow
Tenacious
D, you know with the new album, there's aliens in space involved.
Oh, really? So oh, cool.
It'll be appropriate.
You were there before it was cool.
Yeah. We're doing some yes ands tonight. It'll be fun.
Awesome, bro.
Excited about that. We just stayed at a wonderful Mexican food restaurant. Turns out the owner's name was Maria Ramirez. My cousin or auntie or something. Place. It was really delicious in Brooklyn.
Hope you wait for free.
and how are our musical guests and the children, the Christmas show going? How's it going?
Tell him.
A little slow.
Well, you know, we've got Bobby and Allison here. Unfortunately, Riku can't make it. She's swamped with homework this evening and couldn't make it out to the show. So we really don't have much of a musical guest unless Allison wanted to sing a song for us.
Yeah.
Sing a song, Allison!
She won't even say Dog Water Studio for us, though, so.
Can you say hi to Uncle Nick?
Come on.
Hi, Allison.
Dad's going to pay you money later.
Yeah.
You have to shout real loud because the microphone's way over here. And your dad will give you like two whole quarters.
Everything I ask you to say and you say it, I'll give you a dime.
She's crumpled up her eyebrows like, that's a bum deal.
Well, hi, Allison. Hi, Chewbacca.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nick. It's weird not having you here with us.
Yeah, there's an
empty
seat.
Yeah, a lot of traditions being broken this year.
I poured out some whiskey on your empty seat. Just a little for the for the missing homie.
Damn it.
Bobby drooled a little bit over there on it, too.
I felt that from far away.
And Bobby kind of drooled all over your microphone.
And by drool, we mean chewed on it mercilessly with his one nub of a tooth.
Naturally.
It's not a nub of a tooth. It's a tic-tac of a tooth.
A tic-tac.
Tic-tac.
Well, then.
All right.
We won't keep you. You're getting ready to go to a rock show. Get pumped. Have fun. Say hi to the boys for us.
Merry Christmas.
Well,
I love
you guys. Thanks for calling. Merry
love
Christmas.
Love you too. Merry Christmas, man.
And
happy
New
birthday.
Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
And a happy end to the season for our listeners. Thanks for listening this year. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey, what's your favorite part about Christmas?
Well, I like family, you know. I know it's like the basic cheesy thing you say, but it's true. The family.
Right on.
Yep.
For sure. And you guys in the family, you made me feel part of the show. Thanks for calling me. That's really cool.
Aww. Oh, of course, buddy.
Right.
And Rick in the other room says he loves you too, and he's got something special waiting for you.
In my pants.
In his pants next time you come back.
Yeah. It's smothered in underwear.
Another beach?
Smothered in underwear.
All right. Sorry, you guys.
All right. Love you, buddy. This is the dirtiest Christmas show ever.
Because Rika's not here.
I'll see you later.
Later.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
What did he say? Wouldn't it be great if you thought he hung up, but then he didn't? And we heard all the stuff that
that's
they
why
about.
Kim was pointing at me to hang up the phone, but no, I left it on purpose.
Is he hanging out with Dave Richards and Scott Dundas?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's going to be inappropriate.
And Dave Richards and Scott Dundas, if you haven't caught it before, they're Bone Star Act. It's a little one act, two, three act, short little playa play they do. And they completely put themselves in green skin and like denim booty shorts and flannel and trucker hats. They're like redneck aliens who drink
they'll
a lot of beer.
They'll fit right in Oakland this evening.
Oh, they're in Oakland?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know where they were.
At the Tenacious D Oakland, show, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes. I know. Just in the city. So, yeah.
So, awesome. Pretty awesome. Good for all them. Hope they have a fun represent town proud. Don't get arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
That's true.
Oh, well, nobody asked you what your favorite part of Christmas is.
What's your favorite part of Christmas, Rory?
Presents.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
But it has evolved from getting presents to seeing the joy and elation on my family members when they open the presents I've gotten them. Because I don't buy presents for friends anymore. I used to, when I was single and childless, I would buy friends presents all the time. But now I don't have money to buy friends presents. So I present you with my time.
Because there's more and more children, it's harder to buy for adults.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And I used to be able to buy for little kids, and now all the little kids are grown adults, and I just give them cash, and all the joy is gone from my Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get to buy anybody anything.
You could always buy
cash.
Bobby little presents, and he would love you for it.
Yay! And Riku. I could get stuff for Riku. I know some stuff.
Actually, Riku's actually pretty sappy and sentimental and does like presents over money still, so she's still on the young side of the teen experience. So she has yet to be corrupted.
She'd
but
still rather get a gift than a gift card.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Yes. Typically, she would. I mean, a gift card, she's like, you know, down. I'm so glad that we almost had a dangerous spill in the studio, but the lid was on it.
Oh, yeah, that's solid.
Yeah. We'll wait on that for a second.
Bobby's holding trying to reach the flask
of whiskey.
He just wants a little bit. It's not like he's going to drink the whole thing.
He's got it in his mouth. God, I wish I had a picture of that. I'm too slow. Yeah.
Rory, you said
it'll
the presents.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a problem.
Riku likes presents more than money, yes.
Well, you said the presents are your favorite. When you were a kid, what was your favorite gift that you ever got in your entire childhood?
Off the top of my head, it was the best gift and the worst gift. It was, I was like 12, maybe 13, my very own record player with dual tape cassette with recording function on one and playback ability on the other and an input for a microphone and a radio. So I could dub radio stations and then cut out the DJ and put my own lead into all the songs.
My God.
I was that like kind of nerd. But the reason it was the worst present is because it was a joint present from my aunt and uncle to me and my sister.
Oh, no.
Older
or younger than you?
2 years younger, but we were raised like as the same age.
Yeah.
I couldn't do things unless she could.
Ah.
And so I got held back on watching a whole lot of TV shows and movies and stuff because, your sister can't do it. It wouldn't be fair to let you.
That's too bad.
Yeah. And so, but the stereo I had to share.
I got a sister who 2 years older than
every,
me, too.
Every job I had, she got a job there right afterwards. Every friends I had, she became friends with all them right afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, we still almost stopped talking to you once we met her.
We all used to, younger, everybody used to always say, Rebecca, she's this, like, personable one. She gets along with everybody and, like, she's the one who got. And then what we've realized in our adult lives is, no, I'm the personal one that got in good with everyone. She was just the one who, like, copycatted and maybe was a little more polished with the copycat. But she rode my coattails.
Because she watched you do it. Learned from your mistakes.
That's fair.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's really funny. My brother and I pretty much had the same story. But he's only 10 months younger than me. So we are pretty much the same.
Yeah, Irish twins.
And we
always
like shared friends and stuff. And like,
we got jokes about Irish twins, but that's literally Irish twins.
up until like maybe like 10 years ago, he was still mad at me because like whenever like he would have like a cute friend or whatever, like I would get together with that friend or whatever, and he'd be like, "You can't sleep with my friends. You can't date my friends." Then they wouldn't be his friend anymore.
How many times did that happen?
Oh, God, like 10. Yeah, so many times, yeah. We were constantly in fights, yeah.
You better get with my friends.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Spread the love, not your legs. I got nothing. This is a weird holiday season. I'm unemployed once again. I've got some good leads, but it's still, it makes the holiday season tough. I know I'm not the only one, you know, like losing your job anytime, like from the Halloween to St. Pat's is like just the worst time of year to like be looking because everybody's already fully staffed.
Slow season.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got a lot to look forward to. What do you have to look forward to next year?
Oh, everything, all the time. I mean, I'm still the co-producer and co-host of the best podcast in all of the land.
Yeah.
Yes. This is true.
I'm on the board of directors still of Good Luck Macbeth Theater, who is closing out a fantastic flip. We sold out every show but one, I believe. Yeah. It was our very first show, and we had some kinks to work out.
Yeah.
But it was still a very successful show.
I saw every one of them this year.
We've had such a fantastic season. We've got a great season lined up. There's so many events. I mean, Merry Anarchy, of course, in the spring. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, just because I'm out of job for a little bit doesn't mean I'm. I mean, I get very anxious about it, and Diana knows how like I get my panties in a bunch behind closed doors. But
I wouldn't call it a bunch.
Like lots of knots and
well, that's good.
But no, there's always something to look forward to. There's always like irons in the fire and things to have. Reno is a really highly productive and creative town, and anybody who's willing to apply themselves and chase after it, you'll find somebody who's going to take a chance on you.
Yep.
Yeah. And Diana, you've got some cool stuff happening too, right?
Yeah.
You're working at, was it the
Lucky Child?
Lucky Child.
It's a really cool spot in off of 4th and McCarran where we cater to parents with children.
Yeah, and you guys just, like, they pay, it's not actually that much, you told
me. It's $4 for a story and an activity to do afterwards.
So it's not babysitting.
It's not babysitting, it's not a daycare. Yeah. It's a cafe where you can come and bring your children and let them basically create a mess and you don't have to clean up after
them. That's
perfect.
Them.
We're
and
just talking about that.
You can order a story or order crafts, off the menu.
You know about that, babe?
Not off
the menu,
but. But it's a service provided.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's super fun. We did the Polar Express today, and we got to make bell necklaces.
Oh, that's
it was
cool.
Super fun.
Isn't it like a coffee shop or something?
It's a coffee shop, yeah.
And then the kids can get like a story or something.
Why, you just hang out and drink coffee?
Yeah, you hang out, you drink your coffee, get really, really caffeinated, you know.
Mm-hmm. You get really caffeinated and jittery and let your kids
run around and roam and have fun and play. We've got table toys for kids to play with. So keep them
it's
occupied.
Right over there where her old E&T, like in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right down the street from the house.
Yeah, it's the building that's hard to read the sign when you're driving at McCarran.
You should.
Yeah, everybody stop by and go see Diana.
Come see me. Come get a story.
Get a story. What about you, Josh? What do you got this next year to look forward to?
Oh, a lot of work and a lot of, you know, fun stuff with the family. But, you know, the usual. Every year now is just kind of like the last year. I mean, next year, this year was awesome. The year before was awesome.
And one day he'll be dead. No. I was just kind of,
What does
each
Allison,
year bleeds into the next. No.
Yeah. What does Allison have to look forward to?
Ho, ho, ho.
What are you looking forward to next year, Al?
Who is that? Oh, she just gave me that look like... Like, Chuck, you...
Oh, you know what she's going to say to you.
Do you want to die?
Allison, what are you looking forward to this year? Do you have any exciting plans?
Yeah.
Yeah? What?
Shaking her head, yes.
What's your plan?
Sampling coffees from around the world?
This is usually all we're talking about.
Give me some coffee.
Are you gonna start drinking coffee this year, babe?
No.
Do you like the smell of coffee?
No, I did not.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks, babe.
Christina. Hi. We don't get to see enough of each other. I never get to see you, so welcome.
Thanks.
It's awesome you're here. What do you have going on next year that you're excited about?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Probably something, but I don't know.
Just take it as it comes.
Yeah, take it as
each
it comes.
Each day is one hellscape worse than the other. You've got an awesome family to look forward to.
We definitely got that.
Yeah, you got that. Well, I got a couple things. I've got Punk Rock Flea Market happening.
Yeah.
So I'm super stoked to be doing my second Punk
How
Rock
soon
Flea
is that?
Market, February 9th and 10th.
Oh.
All details will be shared on the blog and elsewhere. But yeah, that's something that I put a lot of heart and soul and effort into, and really happy that that's coming to fruition and doing as well as it is. Also, I'll be working on a piece of art for Burning Man next year called The Head Maze.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Mm-hmm, yep, by Matt Schultz.
Yeah.
And the Pier crew, which I'm part of. We did The Space Whale and we did Embrace, et cetera.
And the Pier,
and
1
the Pier,
and 2.
And the Pier 1 and 2 and the La Llorona shipwreck. But yeah, so we'll be doing the Head Maze, which will be a 35-foot tall sculpture of a man's head. He's basically like pulling the skin away from his skull and it reveals what's underneath. And it's just going to be stained glass skylights that go into this multiple room exhibition inside and, of the head.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because the stained glass kind of points to that a little bit too. But it's going to encompass bits and pieces of some of the prior works that yes. The peer group has been a part of.
Actually, all of our work kind of has a little Easter egg.
A little showcasey.
Hidden.
Nice.
In fact, there's an Embrace Easter egg on the Space Whale, which is pretty cool. If you're paying attention, you'll see it. But yeah, so I'll be doing that and going to Burning Man this year for the first time in 2 years. So that'll be pretty cool. Nice. I'm looking forward to going back to work full time, which will be really awesome.
Congratulations.
And yeah.
You can't quit the show.
I'm not going to quit the show. No. Yeah. I hope to just do a little bit of travel and just to keep hanging out with my friends and being in Reno because Reno's rad.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Rick? What's 2019?
I have no idea.
What are you doing for the holidays, Rick? You gonna stay in town?
So the 1,000 family things. 1,000 family things. And I've got the whole family, and my dad's coming from California, so we're having the mom Christmas with everybody, and then the dad Christmas right after that at my sister's new house, and my sister just moved into a new house.
You'll have to send love and congratulations.
So it's great, and we just had we all got together for the birthdays yesterday, because we have so many December birthdays in my family that instead of all meeting for all the different birthdays, we all just get together on one day, which was my birthday, which was yesterday.
I saw your stepdad last week because I was at the DMV for my birthday.
So there's a 1 in like 20 chance if you go to DMV that my stepdad will be the guy that makes your stuff happen.
And he's like admin. He's just not one of the regular schmucks. He's got a different lanyard.
Oh, it's awesome. And if I have to go to the DMV, I just find
really?
Him.
Really?
Do you really?
Does
he just like sit you down in front of him?
I don't know if he's supposed to, but like, and he's because I've been to the DMV and had somebody like tell me no.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you know who I am?
Oh, this is before he worked there, and I was like, I went there, and they were just like, no, we can't do this. They just didn't like me, and it was me and Felix trying to transfer Felix's truck over to me, and they're just.
I remember.
And then we went back and went to somebody else, trying to say like, well, we can't find all this stuff the guy said that we needed. He was like, no, if you don't have this and this and this, then you can't ever do it. Sorry. And just like was a jerk about it. We went back and talked to some other lady. She's like, no, I'll do it. No, we'll waive that. We don't care. Here you go.
And it just turned out. The dude on the wrong day
So you and Felix
back in those days were kind of a motley couple.
Oh, I'm sure we looked like what? And he's thinking, what are these queers doing here?
His cut here
some
tattoo.
Bad. Yeah. Who knows what we did or said or looked like that he was upset. But yeah. But I never have to worry about that again because now my wonderful stepdad works there.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Front of the line, no big deal. Do whatever you want.
But the years ago, I remember, and so my biggest favorite thing about the holidays is of course all the family gatherings, which is such a lame thing to say, right?
But that's what it's all about.
It really is. But you know what? One year that it really clicked for me. I remember it being like the Christmas day, and we had finally gotten done with the last Christmas thing, and I was hanging out with a group of friends, and we were all taking turns talking about how our Christmas month had been, and I was so ready to say, oh my God, we had to get together for the twins' birthday, and we had to get together for my mom's birthday, and we had to get together for my birthday, and we had to get together for Darren's birthday, and we had to get together for Thanksgiving, and Christmas Eve, and blah, blah, blah. And I was going to complain about all this family stuff. I almost said it. All this family stuff I was going to complain about. And before I opened my mouth, my friend who was sitting there opened her mouth, and she said that it was her first Christmas since her mom, who was her only family member, had passed away.
Oh.
Oh, you checked yourself then a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
I am so glad that she talked before I did.
Ultimate perspective reality machine.
Really, wow.
Oh my God, my life rules.
Yeah. Like, hey, you're lucky to have been able to do all those awesome things that month.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You should awesome.
You should be so lucky to have so much family willing to talk to you.
Right. Yeah. Right. My family are mostly great people that like are jerks that you have to shut out of your life. So I'm
That's
pretty
good.
Happy about
yeah.
that.
And hey, and when we lived together, we both gave our family reasons to not ever talk
oh,
to
God.
Us again.
No, they shouldn't talk to me. I'm so lucky they do. So yeah, so I'm that was a perspective that I never forgot.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Don't right. take out payday loans for Christmas. Just spend time with your family.
That's right.
No, really, that's a real serious public service announcement from me.
Yeah.
They don't need whatever it is that you have to hawk fucking. Stephen Hawking's soul for. yeah, we're gonna just call it.
Yeah.
Isn't life grand?
Life.
I love you guys so much.
Let's go out on a big note. Rick's lovely Christmas story there. Yep.
Right.
No, we don't need any hamburger James.
It's been another great year spending time with all you guys here on the podcast for sure. Thanks
no,
for all you guys do.
For real.
Hell yep. yeah.
No, to all of our listeners out there,
absolutely.
To all of the bands who have helped make us what we are today. I mean, this year, you know, with getting the award, it was definitely kind of, it definitely felt like, you know, a pat on the back that we earned. And yeah. and we couldn't do it without people listening, without bands being a part of the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love you guys all so much, and we do it yep. for you. You know, it's not for us at all anymore. It might have been at one point in time, but it's not at all.
For like a month.
Yeah.
Just for a month.
Yeah.
There was a month. It was like, this is for
Well,
me.
At first it was we were just going to do a show and promote all of our friends' upcoming
yeah.
shows.
I like just like the idea of talking about Reno music and playing some tapes and stuff, and it turned into something so much
so
more
much more
awesome.
Than we all had even possibly conceived.
Yep.
And this has kind of been, I don't want to say a capstone year, but definitely a landmark year for all of us.
Yeah, it
and
just goes to show, if you do something for 9 or 10 years, eventually someone will say, wow,
good
you've
job.
Been doing that forever. Here's an award.
Here, just take an award, would you guys? You know,
no, shut up and go
talking
away.
About
and we'll do it again next year.
For sure.
And we will. We are looking forward to season
awesome
9. Thank you all for being a part of our family.
Allie, do you got anything you want to say before we go?
For all of us here in the studio, life is short. I love you.
That was good.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Don't yeah. raise him to be like his dad.
Or you can push the call button twice.
Oh, okay. See, this is I have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything Samsung. About these phones. Yes. Oh, wait, I need that, too.
I need that, though.
Wouldn't you
I need
like
that.
To get away?
Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name. Bum, 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 bum. And they're always glad you came. Bum, bum, bum.
You want to go where people know
things are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Aw, Allie, do you like that show?
No.
Okay.
Please?
All this trouble over a fat little man in a red suit.
Backwater Studios.
Sleep in heavenly peace.